Want to know what's in your tap water? Especially after it sits around for a while? Well, Anthony Gucciardi of Natural Society made a short 45 or 48-second video called "This Is What Your Tap Water Looks Like." In the video above, I show you the overflow tray of my 12-stage water filtration device that collects the excess amount of gunk that the filters discharge. The extra amount is the buildup amount from 12 different stages of water filtration, and it's disturbingly putrid. And cheap bitter filters don't grab that much from the water, or Brita-like filters that you're drinking. It virtually allows 100% of the fluoride and other heavy metals to pass right through, which is why you should definitely get into filtering your water. Let's go to that video, and then we're going to talk to Anthony.
Hi, this is Anthony Gucciardi, and it's very rare that you actually get to see what tap water looks like. In this instance, I'm showing you the contamination of the tap water and the after effects. What you're seeing right now is the overflow tray from my personal water filtration device. It's a 12-stage system, and the gunk in there is basically contamination, heavy metals, pesticides, chemicals, drug residue, urine, fecal matter, dirt, dust, the works in there. And very often you'll hear about how tap water is so contaminated, but you'll never really see it in this light here. So I just wanted to show you this to give you an understanding of what you're actually putting into your body when you're drinking unfiltered tap water.
And with more on the disgusting filth that was trapped at the bottom of the overflow tray, we go to Anthony Gucciardi of naturalsociety.com. And Anthony, how are you doing today?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing great. I was pretty grossed out by your video. So tell us about that. How long was that water sitting there? Was that like a year's worth of collection or 6 months, or what was that?
Actually, believe it or not, it was just a little bit over a month, about 3 days over a month. And the recommended time you should change the filter is about 1 month. If you see in the video, there's a little warning label, and that actually says change monthly. So that's just 3 days over the rate you're supposed to change it. Imagine a year, it would be overflowing.
My God.
The reason I actually had to take it out is because it was overflowing. Mm-hmm. I was having a leak problem because of the just residue and filth clogging up the water flow. There's a little hole in the middle,
right?
And if the water can't get in, it'll overflow. So that's what caused me to take it out in the first place.
And so you pulled that out, you were disgusted by it, you made a 48-second video, shot it, threw it up on YouTube, and now it's got over 30,000 hits.
Exactly. Yeah, I wanted to do some type of special show on or something like that, just explain to people, but it was just so disgusting. I didn't even want to toy with it anymore. I didn't want to bring it up to the studio or anything like that. I just had to go get the camera and do a quick little shot. I had no idea also that it would blow up. I just really wanted to show people what they are putting into their bodies. And to my knowledge, there's nothing really like that to such an extent to show people literally what they're drinking and what's going on in their body.
Right. And that's all diluted. That's stuff that actually gets taken out of the filtering process. We have it up on screen right now. So you can see you have this dark black residue, you have some white residue, you have some colored orange residue. I mean, you know, tell us what do you think is making up all of the stuff in that tray?
Well, what's interesting is we really don't have to guess too much. I mean, we know for a fact that it's fluoride in there, different heavy metals, mercury in many cases. Just in Philadelphia alone, which is where I'm located right now, there's 1 parts per million fluoride in the water. And then we have fecal matter, antibiotics. That's one main source of antibiotic-resistant bugs and everything like that. People are drinking the water and unknowingly getting dosed up with antibiotics. There's antidepressants, just a number of different things, a medley of things, urine. And it all comes together, and as some mentioned, it definitely causes bacterial growth. But that doesn't, let's say a large percentage of that is bacterial growth. Do you really want that to go into your body? Because it will happen. I mean, that's stuff that's encouraging just infection and disease right there.
Right. It's a host system of it, and that's what's going to grow in there. That it was really disturbing to see that, and that was only 1 month. So just imagine what 6 months of that is, and imagine that's the stuff you're putting into your body when you don't filter it. So talk a little bit. You said you're also going to do another experiment. Talk a little bit about the experiments you want to do just to illustrate this to people.
Yeah, so basically to give you a rundown of what filter I'm using, it's supposed to be an atmospheric water generator. It actually takes water from the air and filters it through a 12-stage filtration process. And the water you get from the air is actually distinctly different than tap water. And part of the reason I went to tap water, besides low humidity rates around here at the time, is I wanted to do this experiment to see the difference. And in the past, I really had no idea it would get this bad. I had to, like I said, take it out, but I've never had to do that before. When you take it from the air, it's actually much cleaner. I'm going to do a video on the difference between the air, and I might actually put the camera in front of the Ecola Blue, which is what I use, no financial affiliation, by the way, and put it in front of the camera literally for 30 days and just do like a 10-minute video that shows I did not alter it next to a clock, you know, to prove that I'm not messing around. It's not a lie. It's not a fluke. And take out the tray and notice the difference on each one.
Well, it's a shame that you would have to go to those lengths. I mean, you pulled your overflow tray out. That's the gunk you saw. You decided to make a video of it. And you also said you ran a few tests on that with some heavy metal strips. And what happened there with those tests?
Well, you can purchase any heavy metal strip for about $20 online. Global Healing Center is where I get our good friend, Dr. Guru. But I purchased these and I ran the tests, and it's just overwhelmingly positive. But to me, that's not really much of a surprise. I think it's pretty much well known that there's a massive amount of heavy metals in the water. But also just think about the fact that, I mean, the difference in what we're drinking is amazing. It's the tap water is so polluted to have to do that. And some people are telling me I mashed up meatballs and put it in there. That's just,
that's absurd.
It's a joke, yeah.
Come on, I mean, there is such a thing as integrity. Tell us about Natural Society. How long have you been running that site? Because we've been publishing your articles for a while now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Just about a bit over a year. What was happening was I was writing for a number of different websites, including InfoWars, and I still do. I submit stuff all the time. But what happened was I was writing for so many different sites, I decided to compile the information into one platform, and that's where Natural Society came about. It's essentially a platform for different writers and everyone to come together and talk about what works, what doesn't work, and the latest news, everything like that.
Well, that's good. That's the best way to get information around for humans as ourselves, to be talking to one another, communicating, showing people what works and what doesn't work. We don't need the government babysitting for us. We can obviously see what government water gets us. You know, after a month, you get all this crud and nasty stuff. One thing I've done is I just recently got one of these bad boys. It's a ProPure system. There it is right there. I think I did get this size, the king size, with the filter elements up top, which have silver in them. And plus, you know, charcoal and all the other things. And then I got the fluoride reduction elements. I upgraded from my last system because the last system didn't come with those fluoride reduction elements.
And that's absolutely key.
You know, that is key. I mean, that is key. And it brings me to my next point, which is and this is one of your articles too, we published at the end of July. Majored Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride lowers IQ. I mean, what do these people at Harvard know that we don't know? Or I guess we already knew that, but...
Well, what we do know is there's been 28 previous studies to show that fluoride lowers IQ before this one. This is really just the icing on top of the evil cake, essentially. And they found that, quote, the children in high fluoride areas, which is really not that high, had significantly lower IQ than those who lived in low fluoride areas. Now, some people were telling me, though, oh, this only applies to third world nations because they have fluoride spikes and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But here's one. It says, even at low levels such as 1 part per million, which is the standard for United States drinking water, especially here in Philadelphia, they try and get the average to be 1 part per million. And it often goes up much higher. I've had reports of 7 parts per million, 12 parts per million, outrageous amounts. And it says as low as 1 part per million, these effects can be had. It lowers IQ. And then we have another scientist confirming this way back in 1977, which is what some of his research is based on. He says, fluoride led to accelerated tumor growth at a rate of 25%. He said it's actually caused about 10,000 deaths.
Yeah.
And furthermore, he said fluoride readily crosses the placenta. Fluoride exposure to the developing brain, which is much more susceptible to injury, may possibly lead to brain damage of permanent nature.
So. Right, says it right there. In 1977, Dr. Berg estimated that fluoride has actually caused about 10,000 deaths, according to his research. I mean, that is in the 70s, nearly 40 years ago. We're approaching 40 years on that study, and yet we're still fluoridating. We talk to people, go talk to our mayor about it. He laughs. He goes, well, my dentist says it's okay.
Oh, no, there's dentists that say that will tell patients you're fluoride deficient.
And
that you need to go home and you need to just start taking fluoride pills.
Yeah.
The reasoning beyond that is absolutely absurd, of course, because it goes into your body and has nothing to do with your teeth.
At a concentrated rate. Yeah, right. It, you know, there's a study that came out and they said even topically, if they put just put it topically on the teeth, the most benefit is one sixteenth of one tooth surface, or 1/8 of one tooth surface.
And then in the same research, though, it says it makes them brittle and break easily.
There you go. So, yeah. And yeah, exactly. So there really is no benefit. It is a disgusting poison. And it's amazing that we have to keep beating this bush, or this beating this I don't know, Trojan horse of putting fluoride. Yeah. I've been to the fluoride plants where they put it in to the system, and the MSDS sticker on the side of the giant tank that holds the fluoride that is so decrepit, it's rusting, it's gross. They have these do not enter signs on there. It's a 4, which is the most, it's the highest of human reactivity. It causes death for prolonged exposure, can cause cancer, brain damage, and they don't care. They put it 9 gallons an hour into our water supply, and that's right out of the mouth of the water treatment supervisor there.
Yeah, everybody should go look up that video on InfoWars about that.
We put that out a couple years ago.
We're living in the dark ages.
It really is. And this isn't, you know, we know what the real answer is. It has to do with taking a toxic waste and filtering it through our public water supply. And it has nothing to do with our health, even if that was the reason they were doing it. That's not the real reason. The real reason is to get rid of this toxic waste so they don't have to dispose of it properly.
And 28 studies now confirm that.
Exactly. And then on top of that, we have the Harvard study published that looked at those 28 studies. So another couple things that I just wanted to show everybody out there, and you might not even know about this, and we carry another product called the Life Straw. And you can get it overhead shot there. And this little puppy, you basically just put it, you open it up just like that, pull that out, and you stick one piece in, there's your filter, and you suck the water out just like that. And it'll filter it out. It's better than nothing if you're in an emergency situation.
Well, it's actually great. I mean, if you think about it as well, people are drinking well water. And if you go to findaspring.com, also you can see if there's a well in your area if you can't afford a filtration device, but maybe you can buy the Life Straw, because sure, you're getting well water and it might not have fluoride in it, but it's great to get out that bacteria and everything like that. So anything is better than nothing, honestly.
If
you could just get the Life Straw or you know, a ProPure system, it will benefit you immensely.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and it's better to be prepared and do it now, because it leads to health problems down the line. I've got several members of my family, they actually went to the doctor, and the doctor said, how much water do you drink? And they answered, and they said, well, it sounds like you're getting too much fluoride. I've never, I don't even want to say what family member this is, but I got a call from them saying, hey, how did you know about fluoride? I said, well, you know, I saw a WorldNet Daily article one day about fluoride in the water, and there's nothing to worry about. And basically what I did was research on this. I found so much information and put it in a really long article, went out, I think, in 2009. So I've been studying this since 09 really heavily. I knew about it before, that fluoride wasn't good for you, but until I did the research and saw the numbers, and one of the things that freaked me out the most was that these books that were saying, you know, for community, we want between 1 to 2.3, I think, parts per million in the community water supplies. In the schools, we're looking for 4.5 to 6.5 parts per million. That's what they wanted to put in the water. And this is back in 92, not too long ago.
And the toothpaste and the fluoride pills. And they're now they're talking about banning bottled water because people don't get enough fluoride. On Wikipedia, actually, we've done it. We've done our best to continue editing it. Mm-hmm. If you go to Wikipedia and you look up bottled water, there's previous entries that say that there's a major concern about bottled water, that kids aren't getting enough fluoride and they're fluoride deficient. So, I mean, if you thought Wikipedia had any real credibility from the community, that's just an answer right there.
It's corporate credibility is what they're looking for there. And kids are the worst. They respond to it worse than anybody else. It really hits the kids hard. I've got two kids, and they're drinking fluoride-free water right now. And before that, we were putting bottled water through the filter just to get the plastic out of it. So, you know, I'm doing what I can. Yeah. Everybody needs to do what they can out there. And I tell you what, this bad boy right there, that ProPure system, that is going to be the mainstay in my house. The other filter is going to be backup. And I like it because it's drip. It's not forcing the water through.
Yeah.
It just slowly drips through, and you can even hear it dripping. And, you know, that's pure water that's coming out of there. You can taste the difference. You put that up against tap water any day. I'd put it up against bottled water any day.
Yeah, I mean, do your own test too. Yeah. It's definitely a system that I would highly recommend. And also, just because you don't see this gunk coming out of your filter doesn't mean it's not in there. I'm also going to do another video taking apart the filters. You take apart your filter, there's some disgusting stuff in there. I've had emails coming in, just tens and tens of emails per like 30 minutes, you know, hundreds a day mm-hmm. of these people saying, I have distilled water and here's the bottom of my cup. And it's just, it looks even worse than mine, honestly. God. So it's not like this is an isolated case. This may be a high quality water filtration system. And I do have some custom stuff on it that can, you know, push stuff out of it, but it's also in your filters. It doesn't mean that it's not working if you don't see this. This is just an interesting experience in which we can actually look at what we're drinking.
Yeah, and guys, if you could back that up back to the MSDS and just hold it there for a second, people really need to see. And, you know, they're just showing the hidden camera footage. We were not allowed to videotape the fluoride plant there, but I just held the camera down to my side. Yeah, exactly. They don't want people to see the truth. There
it is. I mean, it's a public water supply area.
Oh, I know. Our tax money pays for it. But here we go. Life-threatening, major or permanent damage may result from a single or repeated exposure. So there you go. That's what you're getting with fluoride, and that's in the concentrated form that they carry in tanker trucks across the United States, mainly from Florida, or they import it from China when they can't get enough here. And they put that in your water supply, and people just need to come to grips with reality and realize that it's a poison and that it needs to come out. I mean, that's it. There's really no more debate about the issue, and we shouldn't even have to be talking about this right now.
Oh, I mean, it's mostly from China as well. And look at just a few days ago, hundreds of different Chinese officials making the drugs for the United States went to jail because they just were putting garbage in it. And that's a huge issue now, that people taking drugs and other substances that are just fake or loaded with heavy metals or chlorine and stuff like that. It's just Google fluoride toxic and go to images. There's an image. It's on your site too, on InfoWars. You can mm-hmm. just fluoride toxic InfoWars. There's a bag. It says sodium fluoride with a big skull on it. Yeah. And that's a real shot.
Yeah. No, it's poison. It was roach poison. It's also rat poison. You can use it to kill things with. That doesn't mean you should drink it. Definitely not.
As low as 1 parts per million as well.
Oh, it's so disgusting. One last little product here. Since we're talking about preparedness and you know, having the things we need to keep ourselves self-sufficient and healthy, here's an interesting little thing that I don't think anybody's seen on camera yet. It's called the pocket socket. And you turn this thing around, you can charge your cell phone, charge a computer. I guess if you had enough people turning it, you got to get two cranks per second, you get 10 watts at 120 volts DC. And it's a pretty robust unit. It looks like you could turn this thing for hours and get the power.
I think that would go with the Life Straw. Both don't require any power, and in an emergency situation, that would be pretty useful. Also, iodine, if possible, can really help fluoride toxicity and poisoning. Nascent iodine or anything like that will really help you out for sure.
And that's the thing, that's the kind of information that is useful, and that's the kind of information you put out. It's the kind of information we try to put out. In addition to all the political stuff, we do have a strong concern for the healthy body, maintaining that out there, because that's the key. If you're not healthy in your body and you're not healthy in your mind, you'll fall for anything. You'll be one of the slaves. You will gladly sit in front of the TV and waste your life away. And, you know, you're just not going to be part of the revolution, because we're the revolution of ideas and of practices that are going to get us out of this dark age, because eventually fluoridation is going to stop. It's not too far down the line. They could keep putting stuff out there. I saw another, you know, bashing people who were against fluoridation article, and it just makes me sick. These people are in such denial. But it's ending. It's going to end very soon, I think. I think we got 5 years, and it'll be gone out of the United States.
Believe it or not, there is actually information confirming what you just said. If your bacteria routine is messed up in your stomach, if you have too much bad bacteria, it'll cause mental illness. That's actually peer-reviewed research from PubMed, that if you're sitting there eating garbage all day or drinking acidic water with bad bacteria and heavy metals, your gut balance is going to get so messed up that mental illness will occur. It'll lower your IQ. It'll make you literally go insane. It makes you, that's what they're saying now, schizophrenia is linked to all this. And if you get good bacteria in the gut through probiotics and everything like that, it'll assist you massively. And then, you know, you say that, and you're talking about they're giving you propaganda against anti-fluoride people. Watch TV. every single show, specifically cop shows, there's always some kooky guy, and you know, he has all these crazy ideas. And the one I was just watching, he was saying something like fluoride is bad, and you know, we should start eating healthy vegan. They were like, ha, ha, look at this idiot, you know,
as they're drinking tap water, you know.
Yeah, of course.
These people are so crazy. Most of those actors, they don't believe the BS they're spewing. They actually know, because they have the money to pay for this stuff. So they're drinking pure water from halfway around the earth, you know. And
yeah, none of them drink tap water.
No,
even the horribly overweight and unhealthy ones.
Yeah,
it's considered like a low class status. It's the dirtiest water you can possibly have.
Yeah, and the fluoride, the water that they peddle to kids, oh, now with more fluoride. Oh, man, it's just
so disgusting.
Yeah, don't
buy Nestle brand water bottles.
No, exactly.
A lot of them are loaded up with fluoride, and they say, and it's in the commercial, like, now with extra fluoride.
Yeah, and for your poison, extra poison to keep you stupid. Anthony, I appreciate you coming on short notice. I love the video. I caught it yesterday. I took a weekend trip, and when I got back into town, I saw that video. It was the first thing I watched, and I'm like, man, that is pure disgusting. And thanks for putting it out there, because people really do need to see what the heck is in their water, you know, because then they'll make those changes. It's those types of things that are going to make people go, wait a minute.
Yeah,
you know,
I really hope it disgusts people, honestly, because it'll make them change their mind. You know, if they see some video of me talking for 45 minutes, a lot of people don't care.
Right.
They see that, though.
Yeah,
that's going to change
it's
their
a
mind.
Minute. It's a minute. It's a little information nugget. And we need more of those out there. What's coming up with Natural Society? What are you guys working on this week?
Well, if you see behind me, this is a short notice, as you mentioned, but I'm actually building a full-fledged studio, and we're going to do a lot more reports on water and everything like that, and show you a lot of visuals, very short videos. Yeah, something I'm really interested in, have been covering, actually broke the story on August 1st, is the 2045 program, which is essentially a program launched by a Russian scientist to give the wealthy elite, really only people who back him with millions and millions of dollars, artificial bodies by 2015. And then ultimately they want to have some type of a singularity project in which everyone has artificial brains and artificial bodies by 2045. Of course, it's only the wealthy elite who have this. And he's saying that they'll be quote unquote immortal. And it sounds insane, but it's actually getting a lot of backing and a lot of media and financial help. So it's definitely something to watch, and it's something extremely concerning because it threatens our humanity as an entire species. So
definitely, when you have elites that can live forever, then they don't have to reteach their tricks to their younglings. And oh God!
And get this, guess what controls the body? An RFID chip.
Oh. How nice. Well, then they can track you wherever you want to go, and I guess just cut it off if you don't play by the rules at that point.
Well, it essentially links to a supercomputer, and then your quote-unquote artificial brain. All this sounds crazy, by the way, but just look it up. I mean, it's on NBC. This RFID chip will link to the supercomputer, which will then give signals to your artificial brain to control your artificial body. So you're not even a human anymore. You're essentially controlled by this system that just controls you as a whole.
That is ultra creepy. Well, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it. Looking forward to your new videos on what comes out of your water filter. And everybody should be shooting that all over the country and putting it out there to educate more people.
Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Try to poison us, and well, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name.